Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, last day of January, January 31st. Tomorrow is Feb 1st. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you're with us. Always join me on Facebook and Instagram. It's Scoot on the Air and Scoot on the Air on Instagram and Facebook. Let's go right into our traffic center with Courtney VIP. Hey, Courtney. Is Courtney there? Courtney, you there?
Courtney.
Courtney.
Courtney. Wow, I guess she's not there.
You know what she's doing?
There she goes.
Hey there. It was the whispers.
She's like, oh, God, something's
just,
wrong.
Wait, so what? You've got something in your brain that just tunes out everything that I say, but you heard the whisper.
The whisper did it, Courtney.
Yeah. Oh, you're used to responding to that, eh?
There you go.
Listen, so did you go to any parades this weekend? Well, there were only two. Well, you were part of Nefertiti.
Yes, I was hosting on the grandstand for Nefertiti Sunday. Beautiful day it turned out to be. Wonderful time. Families everywhere. You know, just the old carnival spirit, and I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. And boy, the weather really held out because going into the weekend, we were looking at a good chance of rain. It happened on the North Shore, but not on the South Shore. So I'm glad Nefertiti went on without a problem.
You know, I said this year's queen looked to the heavens and said, don't you do it.
All right. And, you know, and look, more parades like Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, more parading going on. I don't want to bring you into this argument, but I'm a little ruffled by the idea that Croix de Vaux is not going to have its normal route. And I wonder if there's some kind of political retaliation, but I don't need to bring you into that.
Well, hopefully we just get some Mardi Gras spirit going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, there'll be a lot of that.
There'll be a lot of
that going on. So are you taking a baby girl to parades?
We're going to Little Rascals on Sunday. Oh, I know that for sure.
Yeah.
We have to play some other things by ear because there's some other things going on, that we have to figure in. But, yeah, we are going to hit some parades and, you know, get some Mardi Gras spirit and go from there.
Look, it's a crazy time of year in this part of the country. The rest of the country is just going through their normal, their normal routines, and this
like
time
February.
Of year we start ramping things up and we get distracted with all this Mardi Gras stuff, which is, it's fun. I mean, it's a great distraction. And then we just heard today that French Quarter Fest is going to happen, I think, April the 13th. So that's another fun event that is back.
I just hope people, keep their hope and keep their faith, and we do what we do as New Orleans, and, things will work out.
Yep. They were very optimistic view. Hey, did you get a chance to hear any of the conversation I had with Nedra Talese?
Oh, my God. Yes. First of all, what she said was phenomenal, but the way she says it, her tone is just so soothing and inviting, and it invites you to listen to every word she says.
Yeah, it does. And I thought that some of the things that she had to say were things that our leaders need to hear, but unfortunately our leaders might be too egotistical to want to admit that she knows more than they know. And I think the smartest leaders are the ones who admit they don't know everything, and they find people who are smarter than them when it comes to different things.
We definitely have a very active community here, a lot of community leaders who are taking the charge and leading a lot of efforts, especially when it comes to young people. So I hope Nedra finds her niche for that.
I've noticed I noticed this driving in today, and I've noticed this recently. It seems like more and more people are deciding to double park. They're stopping in front of a building and they're putting their flashing lights on, as opposed to if the person's not there, you round the block. And it just seems like there's more people that are, I see it even in rush hour. Well, I'm waiting for this person to get out of this building, so I'm just going to sit here and put my lights on, blocking the whole lane of traffic. And it sounds kind of rude and selfish to me.
Absolutely. And there are certain businesses that invite that type of behavior. I won't name any, but
okay.
If you like chicken nuggets, I'll give a hint. They keep a double, triple, quadruple parking situation going on.
Really? Yeah, I mean, if the person is not out, you wait for a second, you pull up, you wait for a second. If the person's not out, you round the block.
Exactly. And if you want nuggets, you go park in a parking
lot. That's exactly right. You go, girl. All right, Courtney VIP, we'll talk to you soon.
All righty, Scoot.
All right, let's go to Gentilly. Clyde, you're on WWL. Welcome to our show this afternoon.
Yes. When I tuned in, I heard the statement about the officers they saw themselves. And I don't know if she elaborated on that before that. And somebody texted in saying that it was BS. Before I say that it's BS, we had a white officer that was just recently, I think today, it reported that that he was involved some kind of way. And my the thing is, how does she know? Does she know these guys individually? Was that a blanket statement about being black? And if that's the case, did the white guy see himself? I know you can't answer that. But when she comes on again, maybe she can answer that.
Clyde, I think it's in a broader sense. She's addressing it in a broader sense, and I don't think it's just specific to these black officers. I think it would have to do with people in general who are they're frustrated. They haven't been taught to love themselves. They don't know love, and so they see. They're mad at a version of themselves that they see in the street. You know, I can't prove that she's accurate, but I thought it was an interesting observation to at least think about.
It is. It is an interesting observation to think about, but it was specific to these particular people. And when you make a statement like that, my question is, or was and is, how does she know that about these individuals? We don't know their background.
She's not talking about them specifically.
That's my point. When you make statements like that, that's probably why that person texted in. I don't know because I didn't hear the whole whole time on. Maybe that's why the person called BS also. They didn't have time to put anything else. So maybe when she comes back, she can answer that question.
All right, Clyde. Glad you had a chance to call the show. Let's go to Gretna. Patricia, you're on WWL.
Hi, Scoot. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The doctor has certainly given us a lot to think about. And probably the reality is that there may be many factors that either alone or in combination would contribute to the mindset that would lead these police officers to so violently abuse someone. I just can't get past the fact that there were five of them in this one incident. And that leads me to my question. How is it possible that these five ever ended up with a badge pinned to their chest? No psychological screening that police officers have to go through? You know, this is not like one bad apple that fell through the cracks. There were five of them.
Yeah. And I think what we're addressing here, by the way, she's not a doctor. She's a licensed clinical social worker. I just want to clear. No, it's okay. I just wanted to clear that up, just to be accurate. I think the issue is there is a culture. The fact that they were all black beating a black person to death I think speaks to the idea that there is a culture within some police departments, among some police officers, that they are invincible and that they can do whatever they want because they have a badge and a gun. And that's the mentality that needs to be addressed. That's the attitude that needs to be addressed in law enforcement across this country.
And it just seems to me like there should be some outside entity that screens these people that is not...
Well, I know they're screened to some degree, but as you know, over time, you know, people can change. I mean, I've seen people in radio you know, not happy with the way things were going for them, and they get bitter and they get jaded and they're just miserable people to be around. I mean, they started off and they were all, everything was great and fine, and they were dedicated to work, and they just kind of got lazy and stupid.
Yeah. And that happens in every profession.
It does. All right, Patricia, I do appreciate the call. Ian, do you have a couple of text messages?
Yeah, I wanted to say, too, that whole conversation, the entire thing, just like Clyde was saying, oh, I don't know if that guy didn't hear it or if I didn't hear the whole thing from Alpha to Omega is available at our website at WWL.com. It's live right now. You go and you click on audio, then you click on Scoot. And the name of the Scoot on the Air episode is NADRA. The most important relationship in our lives is the one with ourselves. You can also listen on Rewind, but that's going to be up there just forever. Let's see.
And I do hope she gets a bigger platform because I think she deserves it. And you know, you don't have to agree with everything she says, but I definitely subscribe to the concept of the lack of love, the lack of respect. If you're not teaching, if you're not showing your children respect, if you are banging one person after another, and your kids know this, even though they're young, and you think, oh, they don't care. They care. They know what's going on. They're going to imitate your behavior. So then they're going to start banging people. And they're going to bring kids into the world as a result of this because there's no conversation about sex. And there should be a conversation about sex. So, you know, when kids pick up the trigger, where did they learn that? They have seen their parents play with guns a lot or handle guns a lot. And so they know exactly what to do with a gun. So she's addressing this idea that we are taught when we're young, we're taught the behavior that defines our lives.
Here's a text that says, and we got to get through these pretty quickly so we can do our tech stuff.
Yes.
After listening to NADRA, I believe that the Memphis Police Department lowered their recruitment standards. These police officers that are charged with second degree murder were not subjected to a rigorous psychological examination by Memphis PD. Just my thoughts.
No, that's possible. I think it's something obviously that Memphis and everybody else in this country needs to investigate, because this is not the first time this has happened. This is just the most recent one.
Here's a text that says, great segment, Scoot. Everyone should listen to NADRA Everyone should listen to NADRA to help make sense of the senseless atrocity done to Tyree. She's exactly right. In this fast, hectic, and scary world, people go around all day reacting, but never stop to think about what's driving their actions.
And that's why what she said, I thought, was so, so important. And, you know, you're going to have people who are going to somehow find a way to excuse the behavior of those five police officers because they don't want to accept responsibility for blaming them. I mean, this is one of the problems that we have. All right, go ahead. You got another one?
Yeah, one more. It says, that looked like a planned brazen hit. They will discover a connection between the victim and one of those gang members disguised as cops.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We will. I don't know
what difference that makes, really. I don't think I care if it was a personal hit or not. They still abused their power. Right. They still really, I mean, if you read the report that Memphis PD released to the media after Tyree died, I mean, it's just like the difference between night and day.
Yeah.
But, you know, and they would have just gotten away with it if it hadn't been for the video. So what difference does it make if they were going after the guy or not?
It's a good point. I mean, the result is they killed a guy.
Yeah.
And the police officers are not supposed to execute people in the field unless their life is at risk. And their lives were not at risk.
Yeah.
So they murdered the guy and they need to be held accountable. I don't care who they are. They need to be held accountable. All right. So we're going to go to a text off going into the break here. Couldn't do it because we ran late last hour. So it's the Tuesday text off. We've got an original and we've got a cover. And you, the audience, gets to decide which is better, song A or song B. And we do them in different orders. So you don't know which is the original, which is the cover. Well, some of you are going to know. Anyway, please try to judge the song based on which song you think is the best, song A or song B, and text A or B to the Oakland Heart text line 504-260-1870. Here is song A. All right, that is song A, and here comes song B. All right, that is song B. So text A or B to the Oakland Heart text line 504-260-1870. I'm Scoots. Results coming up right after the break on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is Chris Miller in the WWL Newsroom. Word breaking in the NFL that there is a deal for Sean Payton to return to coaching with the Denver Broncos. And the reports say that what the Saints will get in return for letting Payton go from his contract is the Broncos' first round pick in the 2023 draft and a second rounder in next year's draft in 2024. And then the Saints will also be throwing in next year's third round pick back to Denver. That first round pick of Denver's this year in the upcoming draft is actually via trade from San Francisco, who made it all the way to the NFC title game. So that's going to be a late first round pick, I think pick 29 or so. But the deal apparently is done or close to being done. Sean Payton to be the next head coach of the Denver Broncos.
And, you know, we had gotten some hints, Chris, you know, that things were really breaking down with the Broncos. And Sean Payton clarified that and said, no, I had great meetings with the owners and everything was going well. So I guess we shouldn't be totally surprised that it was the Denver Broncos.
I guess we shouldn't be totally surprised. I mean, yeah, it was one of the first teams he talked to, and then that was one of the first ones where we heard, oh, it looks like the Broncos are going to move on, and then there's talk about, well, maybe Arizona or somewhere else, but yeah, so it looks like he'll be headed back to the NFL in the AFC, so we won't
go
up against him often.
And, yeah,
we'll get a first-round pick back. It's going to be late, but at least we get one of those first-rounders back after having traded a few away recently.
And having lived in Denver, I can tell Sean Payton some places that maybe he shouldn't go. All right, we'll be back with more on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers. It was on this day, January 31st, 1970, right here in New Orleans, the Grateful Dead were arrested for possession of LSD and barbiturates. That moment inspired their most popular song, Truckin'. Apparently, the band had had some kind of problem with mob figures in Texas, and the mob alerted NOPD that they were coming to town and had drugs, and that explains the line, Houston, too close to New Orleans, and set up like a bowling pin. Listen to these lyrics. Yeah, so they were really upset with that. Hey, LSD, barbiturates, big back in 1970. And the Grateful Dead went on to become, of course, the Grateful Dead. All right, let's see. Oh, we've got the, let's do the results of the text off. By the way, we're going to put it off again until tomorrow. We're going to talk about the video that should wipe out all the conspiracy theories has only enhanced conspiracy theories, especially with some people on Fox News. I don't know what video they're looking at, but obviously they've got a different video than the one I'm seeing. But we'll get to that on the show tomorrow afternoon. Hey, you want to react to Sean Payton? Sean Payton, head coach of the Denver Broncos. Saints are going to get a first-round pick in 2023 this year and a second-round pick next year, 2024. But how do you feel about Sean Payton going to the Denver Broncos? I mean, I'm glad he's not in our division. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanagan Jewelers Talking Text Line, 504-260-1870. All right, so here are the results of our text off. This was a song called Baby, I Need Your Lovin', originally done by the Four Tops, and then done by, among others, Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers, who was born in Baton Rouge, Johnny Rivers really had this soulful sound to him. Johnny Rivers didn't win. The Four Tops won. Here's song B, the Johnny Rivers version of the song. And Johnny Rivers also did a cover of the Miracle song, Tracks of My Tears. But this was a big hit for Johnny Rivers from Baton Rouge. All right. I think there's a lot of soul in his voice, but he wasn't the Four Tops. The Four Tops were the big winner. Yeah, I agree with this decision.
Easy.
Yeah. Reminds me when I was, a preteen or a teen. Hell, I don't remember, but reminds me of those times when I just started to realize that I had hormones. I didn't know what the hell they were, but I knew that I had them when I heard these songs. It brings back those memories. All right, if you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, Oakwood Art Jewelers talk and text line 504-260-1870. Sean Payton going to the Denver Broncos. You know they'll be talking about that next on Sports Talk. Mike Dettelier and Bobby Hebert, they'll be all over that. It's good that he's going to be in the AFC. There are people who have said that they don't think Sean Payton's that great. And then there are people who say he's just one of the greatest coaches ever. So, you know, we'll see. He's not going to really hurt us very much being in the AFC. Now, you know how the NFL works. I guarantee you the Saints are going to play the Broncos next year. The NFL is going to work out that scenario where Sean Payton probably comes home to the Dome. And I'm sure on the Saints' schedule, the Broncos will play the Saints in the Caesars Superdome.
I'm good with it. That means either my family comes here or I go to my family.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, as a young man growing up, in the late 90s when the Broncos were kicking all kinds of ass and got two Super Bowls in a row, you know, that never really goes away. I bleed black and gold now, but, you know, if I got to pick a second team to root for, I'm going to go for the Broncos. So this is working out for me. I'm good. Yeah. They need the help. The Broncos suck. So
helps. The Broncos suck because John Elway was a terrible general manager.
Yeah.
I mean, John Elway, just because a player was great doesn't mean that that person's going to be good in the front office.
You can't just make him a GM just because he got a couple rings?
I don't think they wanted to fire him, you know, because he's John Elway. I mean, it would be like Archie Manning becoming the general manager of the Saints. It's like, well, how are you going to fire Archie Manning?
Yeah.
So I think that was a problem for them. But John Elway was just a bad general manager overall. John Lynch, who I believe was a linebacker for the Broncos, he's the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, and he's been kicking ass.
Wow. Well, takes all kinds.
All right, you got some texts?
Yeah, a couple good texts here. Before I get to Sean Payton reaction, I'll just touch on a couple more from what we were talking about with Nedra. Here's a quote from Frederick Douglass, 1817 to 1895. He's doing more and more impressive things, I'm told. Jesus, Trump. The quote is, "It is easier to build strong children than to repair broken men."
Wow, that's profound. It's true. I believe that.
Here's a text that says, "Black officers, when they become police officers, think they're better than all other black people, and they use their authority to prove themselves to black people who are not police officers." What do you think about that?
That's a real generalization, and I can't speak to that personally because I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd like to think that that's not true, but I really don't know.
I'm sure there's at least one case where it is. Here's a text that says, "The Saints can use the first round pick this year and the second round pick next year to get a higher first round pick this year. Who dat?"
That's right. Hey, listen, can we change what we're going to break with?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that.
Let's go to break with the song that we didn't play, the number one song this hour, the first position.
Oh, yeah. Good
call. Let's play this.
Yeah, you know, I didn't want to leave that
one
behind.
I know. I'm glad we get to play this. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers, today we wish for a happy birthday to Harry Wayne Casey. Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band. Born in Florida. He's 72 years old today. I love how he went on stage at Gretna Fest, you know, because he's gained a lot of weight. And he said, "Hey, look, this is what Justin Timberlake's going to look like in 30 years. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, brought to you by Ramsey's Jewelers, on this day in 1976, this was the number one song in America. And I remember playing this song. At the time, I was on The Rock of New Orleans. And yes, I played Love Roller Coaster by the Ohio Players. We had a very, very diverse playlist back in those days. All right, I want to remind you that my conversation with Nedra Tylese, the licensed clinical social worker, who said what I think are some very interesting things about crime in New Orleans and across America. That conversation is on our website, wwl.com. Just click on audio, then click on Scoot, and it's there. You can find it. Just look for the Nedra. Her name is there. And also, we're going to post it later on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Ian Hoke has got a couple of text messages.
I'm posting it on your Facebook page like right now. I can't get on Facebook from this computer, oddly enough, so I got a remote back to my office, and it's a whole thing. But in the next 120 seconds, it'll be on your Facebook page. Here's a text that says, Russell Wilson made a comment a few years ago when he played for the Seahawks that he wouldn't mind playing for Sean Payton. That was a big discussion on Seattle Sports Radio when I lived in Everett, Washington. That comment, I believe, was the sign on the wall that Wilson wanted out of Seattle. Just my opinion. Take care.
Well, it's interesting because now Sean Payton's going to be coaching Russell Wilson just had a really bad year. And, you know, he's more talented than the year that he had. And I'm sure there's some things going on around him. But this may be a real breakthrough for Russell Wilson, who has a lot of innate talent.
Here's a text that says, the Broncos went to two Super Bowls with John Elway as GM, and John Lynch was a safety with the Broncos.
Wait a minute. The Broncos didn't go to the Super Bowl. The Broncos went to the Super Bowl with John Elway as
GM?
As GM?
Twice?
I don't think so.
He
was a quarterback.
I mean, I kind of stopped paying attention to the Broncos when I moved here in 2002, but I don't remember that.
We'll check that.
Maybe we're wrong.
We'll check that.
We're not the source experts.
But texters are not always experts.
That's
either.
True. Sometimes they misinterpret us.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, if you're right, we'll figure it out. But I don't think they went to the... Again, I think John Elway's been a bad general manager, but, you know, you can have your opinion on that.
I'll leave you with this one and get out your hair. Here's a text that says, now we can trade Michael Thomas to Denver for some more future picks.
Oh, good. Yeah, and Michael Thomas will come back and have a great year, and then we'll all be disgusted that he didn't have a great year here. I'm serious.
Wouldn't that just
Russell Wilson connecting with Michael Thomas, touchdown after touchdown. But, you know, it's typical how, you know, some players come to a team and they just suck, and then they go to another team and they do really well.
Yep.
Cosmo in New Orleans. I've got time for a quick comment. Hey, Cosmo.
Hey, I enjoyed that conversation, that caller yesterday. Nadia? Is that her
name? Nedra.
Nedra?
Nedra, yeah.
Very enlightening. Very enlightening, very articulate. And one thing I want to say about that, first of all, is heart-wrenching, hard to watch for me, to watch that. And I just want to say that the police chief took immediate action, and I think she did the right thing instead of, because some jurisdictions, some other police departments across the country, Scoot, might have turned it over to a union to have it looked into, or different fraternities of the police in different departments across the country. She took immediate action.
Yeah, she is.
Immediate action.
She is to be applauded for taking immediate action. Let's go to Metairie. John, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, it's Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Peyton Manning in 2016 Super Bowl 50 led the Broncos to a Super Bowl win.
Okay, and John Elway was general manager.
John Elway is manager.
Okay. Well, but there were a lot of years that he was criticized. I don't have time to get into a big discussion about that, but I thought it just seemed like he made some bad decisions as general manager, and I didn't follow it that closely. All right, Johnny, I appreciate that. So look.
We were super wrong about that.
All right, but wait a minute. There were a lot of years when he was general manager and they just sucked. I mean,
when did he become the general, like the very early 2000s?
So if he wasn't general manager for long, then it took him a little while to screw up the team.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Okay.
Some guys, it takes
longer. We'll look at it that way. All right. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this, the day that the Grateful Dead were arrested in New Orleans for drugs, Led Zeppelin reached number 4 on the U.S. charts with this song, Whole Lotta Love. It was the highest Led Zeppelin charted song ever because many of their songs, like Stairway to Heaven, were not released as singles. But I remember playing this on the Burgundy and Conti in the French Quarter when I was in there underage. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. I guarantee you that Bobby Hebert, Mike Dettillier are going to talk about John Elway. I'm sorry, not John Elway. We were talking about that. They're going to talk about Sean Payton being the new coach of the Denver Broncos. And it's going to be interesting to see if he can resurrect the greatness of Russell Wilson. Yeah, just go back and check the record. Check the Denver Broncos record while John Elway was general manager. I don't think he was a great general manager. My opinion. Experts have opinion, and so do sports fans. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, market manager, Kevin Cassidy, our assistant program director and brand manager, senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, news anchor Chris Miller, traffic with Courtney P., and as always, I thank you for being part of the show. Have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.